I was studying full-time priestly ministry a number of years ago, in fact, a number of decades ago now. We used to have an annual seven-day retreat. It was held each year over the last 7 days of the first semester before we had our mid-year break, at which time we would go home to spend time with our families, in my case, in Auckland. At the end of the retreat, the students in the final year class would be ordained deacon. I always enjoyed the retreat. It was a silent retreat with time each day for spiritual lectures and for large periods of silent reflection. Meal times were also conducted in silence in terms of talking with our fellow students. But one student would always be responsible for reading to us from a book of their choice, usually a book about the life of the martyrs. That, I have to say, could lead to the occasional outbreak of laughter, as one of the students in particular would always invariably read from a book that contained the glorious details of the death of a martyr, which we had to listen to while partaking of a meal of perhaps bacon or steak and kidney. The irony at times just became too funny, and we all, I suspect, have suffered at one time or another from the need to laugh when reverential silence was the order of the day. And attempting to suppress laughter could be more difficult and at times painful in such circumstances. These memories came back to me this week as I reflected upon the readings for today, especially the extract that we've just heard from the Gospel of Mark. Retreat for me, retreat for anyone, is a time for prayer, of silent reflection, of focusing as an individual on our personal relationship with God. It was a time for renewal, of heightened expectation. The readings this morning are a reminder that we are now well into the season of Advent. Advent is the season of waiting, the season of expectation, the season of preparation, preparation for the coming of the Messiah. The readings from both the prophet Isaiah and from the Gospel of Mark tell us that the people shall see the glory of God, of the Lord, the majesty of God, that their God will come and save them, that they should not stray and not fear him. As we heard in the short extract from Mark, it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "Look, I am going to send my messenger in front of you to prepare the way for you. A voice of one that cries in the desert, prepare a way for the Lord and make his path straight." And then we have John the Baptist appearing in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were then baptized by him in the River Jordan. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. His message to the people was, "After me is coming someone more powerful than me, and I am not fit to kneel and undo the strap of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." John the Baptist was an amazingly popular figure. As I said, the people all went out to listen to him, to hear him preach. They did more than just listen. They responded. They confessed their sins. They were baptized. Among the preparations that John made for the coming of Christ was the task of preaching a baptism of repentance for forgiveness of sins. It was into this kind of baptism that the people listening to him entered. It's the concept of wilderness upon which I want to spend a few minutes reflecting upon. And it brings me back to what I said a few minutes ago about my experience of retreats. The reading from Isaiah talked to us of a voice crying, "Prepare in the desert a way for Yahweh. Make a straight highway for our God across the wastelands." And then in Mark, John the Baptist was in the desert. As difficult as the wilderness may be, it's the place in which we prepare the way of the Lord. After the Israelites left Egypt, they went into the wilderness. It was their preparation for the promised land. After Jesus was baptized, he went into the wilderness as preparation for his public ministry. And in today's gospel, John the Baptist appears in the wilderness, keeping all who came to hear him, helping them to prepare for the coming of the one greater than he. And that's what time in the wilderness does. It prepares the way of the Lord. The most significant changes and transitions in our lives lead us to the wilderness. But that isn't a place of exile or a place of punishment. Wilderness is a place of self-discovery. It's for each of us our own individual place of reflection. Just like the retreat was for me all those years ago. It's our individual process of contemplating or reflecting upon our individual relationship with God. The Israelites went into the wilderness. Jesus went into the wilderness. John the Baptist went into the wilderness. Today, in this age, we also spend time, can strive to spend time in the wilderness, reflecting upon our relationship with God, rediscovering our relationship with God. That becomes for us our own daily time of retreat, and that is the challenge for each of us, renewal of our relationship with God. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.